Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Vibes and Kaylee Willie podcast. And this episode is the third and last part of the conversation I have with Adele. I hope you've had a blast listening to it as much as we had having this conversation and bringing it to you. We have a lot of crazy wild takes and I hope you've enjoyed every single one of them. We continue from where we left off on the last episode, so we still have a lot more interesting stories coming up for you. Remember, don't take anything you hear from here on out too personal, because after all, it's all Vibes and Kaylee Willie.
It's all Vibes and Kaylee Willie.
Are you tired?
You're tired? I see a tangent disappearing. They don't cut this part. It's very... don't cut it. She wants to fart.
She wants to mess.
My future. Wait, so we'll be listening to this, I beg you.
Hey! Human beings.
It's not easy.
Well, we thank God for all supporters. Alright, the next question I want to ask you is...
That's why we must have a video session.
Okay. So, you see this whole thing with male bestie, female bestie?
And I have confidence.
So,
it is he that is his he.
The mother who murdered my mother.
So male bestie, female bestie, you get to like a lady having a male bestie. Hey. Like what's your what's your apprehension? Because so there's clearly some apprehension here.
So as a person who's had like countless, who's had quite a number of male besties, it doesn't end well. One, and two, it's like, you just want to be a friend with the opposite sex, but Charlie, at the end of the day, you become too close. Then someone will start developing feelings. I mean, it always happens to me. I mean on the feelings part, but like I am at the receiving end of it. Bob,
too delicious. Yes.
Ah, tell them. Yes. So I feel like male besties are allowed, but there should be a limit to like how close you can become. Like it's different to a female bestie. Like how close you can become to a female should not be the same as how close you can become to a male, because at the end of
a day, you're saying that as a woman.
Like as a woman, you can have a female bestie, but the level of closeness wouldn't be the same as a male, because at the end of the day, there is a penis and there's a vagina. There are hormones in the mix of all of these things.
Can I say something?
It's even scary to even have female bestie, as lesbians are all over the place. Be it vagina, excuse me, penis, vagina, all of them is very dangerous.
So you can't have
very dangerous.
Man, okay, you know the thing is, when I look at it from my point of view, I feel like having male besties is actually very nice. Like for me, from my point of view, like I have a lot of male friends, so I actually feel like, okay, if I had a male bestie, it'd be nice. But if the person I'm dating had a female bestie,
that's really the question. That's the, you know,
who be you with?
Oh hell no. Hell no.
You said that you've had male besties. Male,
I've had male besties, but those times I was single, brother.
So if you're
when I was in a relationship, I had no besties then.
Who was the bestie you were dating?
Yes, your bestie should be the person you're actually dating. How can you say that I have a boyfriend and I have a bestie? Mika, I'll be suspicious.
No, but the bestie, I've been besting for like, let's say 10 plus years.
So as I have now entered into a relationship, we
like
put them
like
on hold.
Like
we are close, but it's not like as close as we would be before, although like I'm not cut you off completely, but it wouldn't be as close as we was before. Because if we were as close before, like I mean, we would have developed some attention for each other. But since we didn't, it means that
partner to have like a female.
I would not, definitely not, because at the end of the day, they'd be knacking seriously.
No.
You know, you know, all things being equal, right? This shouldn't be an issue. But
it be your own people.
But
you think that, oh, they are moving on quite nicely.
But
you're even jealous of their relationship. But little did you know, they be chopping themselves.
The way you are screaming at anybody that talked to you before.
Them be knocking.
I feel like on. It shouldn't be an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like having a male bestie as a lady and then having a female bestie as a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
one new friendships happen.
Yeah, that's the thing. And there are two sides to this whole thing, right?
Because I'm a testament to like genuine, I have genuine female friendships that I don't have any like
romantic. Yes, that's before. The thing. But it happened in other people's relationships. So it makes you think about it. Do you understand? Like it really makes you think about it. That what if like there's always what if. And then when you keep thinking,
are you maybe scared? Like is the issue maybe you're thinking, oh, has he put her in the friend zone?
You know, this thing has like reminded me of something that happened on this campus, but if I say it, everybody will know, so I will not say it. No, I cannot say it because my friends are part of it, so I cannot say it.
Okay, we'll say it anonymously.
I cannot say it. So when I say the story, they will know what I'm saying.
If you don't want to, but you haven't said it, they know.
It's okay. Another time. Because they will do bestie, then that's the end of it. Do you understand?
Hey, things are happening.
Okay.
Things are happening.
You understand? Like they were besties. Like they were really close.
Mm-hmm.
Before we knew it,
mm-hmm.
they had bested themselves.
Wow.
At the expense of the girl.
Is it?
No.
Is it them? So they just were besties.
They were doing their bestie. Before they knew it, they had done their bestie.
So
they were doing their bestie. Before we knew it, they had done their bestie.
They had done the dirties.
Do you understand? Like it's very scary. Like this shouldn't be an issue, but these days times we are saying the world is scary.
And in the Bible it says the sons of Issachar knew the times
and seasons.
They knew the times
and seasons.
We know the times.
So we have to adjust, do you understand? You know, sometimes out of the goodness of your heart, you know that this person is just my friend. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
But how sure are you that the other girl who is your boyfriend's bestie is only thinking of him as a bestie?
Like one person is in the friend zone and the other person.
Do you understand? And for all you know, the girl is thinking bestie of the boy.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. Do you understand?
But do girls even think that of boys? A new question. I don't know.
Please, off camera. Off air.
So why I was asking that question is because we know it's more of, you know, the stories we hear, it's more of, oh, the guy had feelings for the girl the entire time, but he was just forming bestie, and you know, he was just biding his time and then waiting for the opportunity or something like that. So that's why maybe people don't trust when male and female besties are there. They'll be like, oh, the guy likes you, it's just maybe biding his time or so on. That is the commonplace story we hear all the time. But that what I'm asking is the other way around. I don't hear much of that.
Well, it happens.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
So I was saying that, see, the thing is, just like guys, right? Ladies have red blood flowing through their veins. Ladies have minds of their own. Ladies.
But ladies don't shoot your shots.
Ladies shoot. Hey, are you living under a stone?
No, sorry, but most ladies do not shoot their shots.
Yes, so the lesser percent. You see, I think that's one more reason why they are even besties, because they refuse to shoot their shots. So they sit in the bestie zone and just be there waiting for some small space to come.
But how?
Yes, but also in this life, everyone fears rejection. It's common, like everyone fears it.
Some more than some, though.
Some more than some, actually, because some people don't really take rejection well. It's a dent in their ego, a dent in their pride. So instead of them to come forward, they would rather be in the bestie zone.
Mostly ladies,
thank you very much. Mostly their egos are so fragile. Jesus,
thank you.
Jesus,
yes.
Now, you guys are making me think. Like, I do not think any of my friends have feelings for me. I don't think I've ever.
You'd be surprised.
It's good.
Because I'm like, I'm just all the female friends are like, yeah, nah.
It's good to think the way you are thinking, it will save you a lot of trouble.
Because I'm like, I don't. If I ever develop feelings for any of my friends and everything, I would be straightforward with them and like let you know, okay, so on.
But I think,
like, so personally, I guess maybe personally, that's how I am.
Personally, I'd rather be your friend than risk telling you that I have feelings for you,
but then
to destroy the relationship.
Then I'll be dating someone else and it's not be bashing you.
It will not pay me for a long time. To pay me for a short period of time.
No, but if you had feelings for the person the entire time, and this person that you wanted this entire time, and you've been besties and you've been close and you've been sharing everything, you've basically done everything like boyfriend girlfriend would do, except maybe the destiny, as you were saying, and you are actually mentally, you're actually looking forward to the destiny and hoping that one day you will just, and then, but then you now see this person that you are supposed to be in love with falling in love with somebody else, then treating the person how
you would like to be treated.
It will bash you now. Like, I don't like
it. It will bash.
Like, I don't see the sense
it
in
it. It will really bash.
Hell hath no fury. And a woman scorned.
No, but
this
I don't
one
understand.
Is not scorned.
But I don't understand.
No, you know, why the thing is, the thing is, see, if I personally, I don't want to say personally, but I think women, me, okay, well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't really have much experience when it comes to this, but I think for me, if I had a friend that I had like such feelings for, and like we've been close for a while, personally, I will not tell you. Especially when I see that you have someone else you are falling in love with.
But wait.
I will not tell you.
But if he hasn't fallen in love, because you guys, for you two guys to be besties, like both of you have to be available for one another, for you to be besties first, right? You get it? And then later,
one of the parties
would like go and
So
all that time that you people had been using to establish that relationship, watching movies together, hanging out together, like laughing.
Jasmine
about.
Said something that women have very fragile egos, right? Instead of telling you for you to say you don't like me, I rather keep to myself.
And then suffer the entire time that you are there.
Yes. Why should I tell you? No, the thing is that it's not going to hurt any less if I tell you and you say no. It will hurt more.
What if he doesn't say no?
If he does, what do you mean by what if he doesn't say no? That he will say yes. That he was waiting for me to ask. That would be the end of it. I don't think I'll ever recover from that if you have to tell me ill.
Maybe I ill.
I don't small think I recover. No. I will suffer. I would rather not.
Small ill.
No, I won't. I wouldn't. I won't.
But we men there, we get the ill all the time.
It's very sad though. Like that's one other thing that I actually feel for men. Because see, if somebody approaches me, that person likes me, even if I don't, I find it very difficult to diss you when I'm trying to tell you that it won't source, because hey, then I'll say ew. That's
hey. But Jasmine, there, she'll say ew.
Oh no. Like, I was just citing an example. I said the worst that could happen is me saying ew.
Me, the worst that could happen is me saying no or never.
So well, then the guy too should also say never.
Never.
But me, I can't. I'd rather.
I'm just thinking of how he, like, he does not make sense.
Well, it makes sense to us.
Like, you keep you. I mean, from a guy's perspective, I can see that maybe the hand usually always biding his time, trying to do the whole thing, because you know we sort of get the whole be our friend first, let that blah 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 blah, and then you mistakenly fall into friend zone, but the entire time you're actually moving for this thing. That one, I know that one happens. But like, I'm just thinking that okay.
But on the other side of the equation, some other girls too will be like, they will tell you when they begin to develop feelings for you. They will let you know that, Abrante, this is what is going on in my heart of hearts and in my brain of brains.
I don't think.
If you know that you and I, we cannot do the do, we cannot be together and be doing the desties.
You really think this happens? Like, girls actually come up to say and say.
In the West, it happens. Africa, I'm yet to see. Your mother will insult you.
I just remember, like, I don't think I know. And I don't think I've ever.
I've not met anyone.
Yes, it's like that. So that's how, like, I don't think that, like, maybe that's why I was doubting that maybe female besties have feelings for their male
besties. They do. They really do.
Okay. Interesting.
They do.
Prior to this conversation, I
take it from a female, they do. You see the way a guy can see a lady and then, like, and another guy, and then the lady keeps saying, oh, he's just my friend, and then the guy goes like, no, the guy has something for you, do you understand? That's the same way a lady can actually look at another lady with a guy and then be talking to the guy and goes like, this girl has feelings for you, and then the guy goes like, oh, this one, she's just my paddy. But then the girl knows that the other girl has something for you.
If you are the one in it, you are always blind.
Yeah.
I'm legit. As now, I'm just scanning through my female friends. I'm like, yeah, nah, I don't think any of them. Nah, I don't think I'm blinded. I don't think any of my female friends ever. I don't think any of my female friends has ever even remotely had feelings for me. Mm. Nah.
They are doing a very good job at hiding it.
Nah. Like, that would be one. I think that would be one of the most shocking things of my life. Because I'm just scanning through all the female friends I have or and I've had, and I'm like,
interesting.
And me, like, if I like you, I won't approach you that
if
I want
know,
to be your friend.
If I know that,
I will approach you that. Yeah, I like. Oh, like, I like you. I'm interested.
Knowing
in
you,
I want
you right
us to
now.
Be friends, but I'm letting you know that I would declare, but you will be no ambiguity.
Okay.
You will know that, okay, this guy is romantically interested in you. Okay. Oh, we are friends right now, but like this is supposed to be somewhere.
Knowing you right now, knowing that if you want to be romantically involved with a lady, right, you let the lady know from the word go, from the onset.
Not like I'll tell you must be my girlfriend immediately,
no,
but like at least.
Do you understand? No. If I were your friend and I had feelings for you, knowing this about you, do you think I'll tell you? Do you understand? Okay. Do you understand? Because I know then that you have no feelings for me, exactly. So there's no point.
There's no point. Actually, never really.
Do you understand? There's no point. And knowing you make everybody aware that I like this person like this way, and you guys are my.
It's not like
as
if they are not girls that I've liked before, like I genuinely like had serious feelings for, and like I did let like and we became friends and we are friends till dates. I'm very good friends. I mean, there are people around, but like there was, it's not, they knew, you get it? So like, oh, they knew that like, I can say that, oh, you know, I used to like you.
Yeah.
Like you, I mean, oh, we even now, like most, like we still tease each other with that.
So if the
like, remember,
person,
I'll be like, oh, remember when I was in love with you? Oh, get out. You know that kind of thing.
So if the person were to develop feelings for you now, do you think she would tell you? Definitely, yeah, not.
I really don't.
Definitely not, because your feelings are gone. No. So there's no point. There's no point. You have to look at it from the other side too. There's no point.
I guess because I just look at like African girls. I've never experienced the whole, that whole fantasy of like an African girl, mm-hmm, would actually like ask a guy. Like, it's an idea. It's not realistic. I've not, yeah, seen it before. I've not experienced it. I don't know anybody who has actually experienced it. It's an ideal. It's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be. Mm-hmm. We hope it happen. We hope like people get like more women get more confident and like go after what you want. But I wouldn't bank on it. So I got me just looking at it. I'm like, okay. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. So have you been stuck in the friend zone before, Jasmine?
Have I been stuck in the friend zone before? I said I've liked someone and, mm-hmm, the person, yeah, 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 and the person
didn't that like you
knows I like the person, and then I'm stuck in friend zone. Because there are different scenarios.
Give all the scenarios.
Oh no, so like as in a person may know that, oh, you like him,
mm-hmm,
but so you are in the friend zone, or a person who doesn't even know that you like him and you are still in the
friend zone. Okay,
so for me, okay, I have not been in the friend zone.
I've not been stuck in the friend zone, like, you, I mean, this, like, you, because the friend zone is a place where you are stuck. It's not, yes, I don't think anybody, yes, really, and like, okay, it's not so used for like people like, that are genuinely friends. So people that are genuinely friends and everything, there's nothing like, oh, yeah, my friends, yeah, my friend. It's more of a quote unquote prison.
Mm-hmm.
It's a zone you don't want to be stuck,
okay,
in.
Okay, so, the people I've liked,
mm-hmm,
who they don't know that I like them, and I'm stuck in the end zone.
Baby.
But the people who know I like them and I'm stuck in the friend zone, none. Because as long as you know, I mean, it goes from there.
Hello.
So, wow.
Hello. And I don't think. Oh, dear. Look. The long and short of it is, if you're in the friend zone,
I want to say some experience, but I don't want to say experience.
Say your friend zone experience.
No. Wait. So I had this very close friend of mine, right? We literally grew up together. And then I don't know when it started or how it started.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know whether I had a crush on him or I began to develop feelings. And people used to tease us. So it was bad. Do you understand that thing where, you know, when you don't even like somebody and then they tease you, that person, you begin to develop some feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they used to tease us.
I think it's not supposed to be the other way around.
No, it depends. If the person is nasty, yeah, yes, that, well, yeah, but the person is
good.
Jonathan, he was a very nice person, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And they used to tease us good. Like, they teased us to the extent that he took it into his dreams. One day he came to ask me that, Adele, do you have feelings for me?
Oh.
And I'm like,
no. I was like, no.
I said no.
Shut up.
Because you know that thing where he came, he was laughing, he was like, and then he had a dream that he had some girl and I didn't like the girl because I liked him, and it was a whole lot of do you know what happened that day? I just looked at him and I was like, yo, I don't have feel, like, I could literally see my heart, I could feel my heart doing because
why though? that was an open chance.
It was not any open chance. It was
he literally walked up to you to even ask.
If it were to be you.
You know the thing, like, he told me that because you know the thing, he was part of the people who felt like I was a hard girl. Like he came to me laughing, like he was literally laughing at me, ready to laugh at me if I said yes. Hey, I had to say
no. How did you know he was going to laugh at you?
What I think about is now. But you know, I think it was a very good idea that I actually said no, because he was leaving. So,
he didn't pass.
So yeah, like so that's how we friend zoned each other there and then, because I was not going to say yes for him to say, well, too bad. No, so the way to go, ladies, take notes. If you know that you cannot handle it, is to just say no, thank you. Like that day, we both laughed at each other, we hugged each other, and we moved on like nothing ever happened. Yeah, because you know, another reason too was that he used to tell me about some girl that he liked and stuff like that. So, man, I had to source myself out.
You had to maintain yourself.
Yeah. Because there was no way I was going to say yes for him to say, oh, you know. And then in that case, if I had said yes,
dying inside.
Yes, and in that case, if I had said yes and then he didn't have feelings for me, it would have destroyed the kind of friendship we had. Do you understand? It's been years now. It's been like, how many years? It's been a while. It's been like 7 years, but we're still cool, we're still good. If he ever listens to this podcast, I've moved on. You know, another thing too is that it was liberating. Do you understand? After I came to the consensus that this was the chance for it to happen or not to happen, and then it didn't happen,
we are able to
breathe. You understand? So yeah, breathe, Lord.
And Jasmine, you
what? I have no sense.
Yeah, I've never been stuck in friends way before.
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah, you said so. You actually did say so. Okay, now let me ask the opposite. Do you think any of your male friend is stuck in the friend zone? You have to think about it. Okay. Do you think any of your male friends actually has feelings for you, but like,
let me think of my male friends.
Has it ever happened before?
Oh yes, it's happened.
Tell us
before. In 100, there was this guy. I didn't even know he liked me. And then his friends, they actually made a move. But you see, if you like me and I didn't know, and I know, it's not like automatically I will come and be like you back. No. So then you are stuck. You are stuck in the zone. So I think that was it.
Okay. We've had very, very, very interesting conversations on relationships. And what else do you guys want to talk about? Cosmetic surgery.
At this point, my mouth is paining.
Cosmetics said you want.
What do they call it?
What makes you feel comfortable. Yes. I mean,
so far as you are happy,
if you are happy, go for it. I mean, if
just make sure you don't die. You
happy. If big boobs and big bum toes.
But don't do it. But don't overdo it. We beg you.
I 100% support it. And if you also want to do exercise for it, like me. You are welcome to
Why is that? So she wants to stop. It's not doing again.
What do you think the impact on like younger people are, like this image, this distorted surgically altered images of bodies that people are seeing, especially in social media and everything, the impact on younger generation, and that it's causing more and more body dysmorphia. What is your take on that?
I remember I watched a video on YouTube with you, right? when we're talking about the fact that up to like I think about grade 6 children want to go to their cosmetic surgeon to look like Barbie or something like that. Sincerely speaking, I feel like if it's not necessary, what is the point? Do we understand? People keep making noise about self-love, but this core cosmetic, I feel like if it's not necessary, why do you do it? Like, we get it. You feel like you first of all, you have to understand that social media is social media, right? And that things that are actually going on
people literally live their lives through social
media. That's the thing. We need people to actually teach the younger generation, okay, I'm part of it, Gen Z, that it is not it. Gen Z is 10 to 25. Massa. I was 2000.
97 downwards. Gen Z.
So me, I'm a Gen Z. No, I'm a millennial.
Who are you?
Millennials does
96. I'm a Gen Z. I don't want to be a Gen Z.
Anyway, so I'm saying we have to understand the fact that social media should remain social media and our lives should remain our lives.
You need to understand that. It's an adult brain that can process that. It's an adult brain that can process that, right?
Okay.
Most young kids, they are on TikTok the whole day.
Because their parents are busy trying to make the moolah and stuff like that. So the children, I don't know, but as much as possible, we should try to let them know that like that is not it. Like, at least you should be confident in yourself that Snapchat filter is not a regular human being. You understand? Because when you look at it, the other day I took my phone, I opened Snapchat. I'll swipe to a filter and I'll go back to without filter. And I go like, no two ways about it. The filter is nice, but really, is this what I want to be? Is this what there's one with blue hair, they're piercing? Is this it? I feel like we have to let them know that.
Tell me your best, like, you look like bad bitch.
But you know, bad bitch is not it. Like, there should be a segregation between the real world, your life in the real world, and then this whole social media thing.
You are talking to, like, as if these kids are adults. This is all they've grown up.
So now I think it's the duty of the parents to actually sensitize the children as best as possible, because at this point, sincerely speaking, I really don't know how to help them.
Instagram is what, less than 10 years old, I believe. Instagram
and this is the impact that had on our life. Like, TikTok, how old is TikTok?
Instagram is maybe at most 10 years. At most, I don't think Instagram is more than 10 years old.
Musically, yeah. Then how old is Snapchat? How old, and already is having such negative impacts in our lives? There should be a restraint.
And you might someone like that is maybe 15, 16 now. Like, it was what the when. First 5 years of life, the baby was probably sheltered, and first time is he or she's getting a phone and everything, and then he started with Instagram. Yes, and he or she has been continually seeing those images.
Yeah.
And how the images have, like,
today is sad. It's a very sad situation. Like, it's a very, very sad situation.
Their, like, life.
Yeah. It's sad, but we have to do whatever it is that we can to try to get as minimum damage as possible, because
the rate at which is going, yeah,
it's very serious. It is
when
very
I saw
serious.
LinkedIn started having filters. LinkedIn,
you lie.
I swear to God, LinkedIn will filters.
LinkedIn is supposed to be the official.
LinkedIn has filters that can make you this thing that, oh,
open it, open the LinkedIn.
LinkedIn has filters, like if you upload a picture and everything, like you can do filters. When I saw LinkedIn started to have filters, I was like, oh.
still don't know my name.
People can literally look at themselves in the mirror again, or like, hey. If on your LinkedIn profile you have to put filter,
you did not put a picture there.
LinkedIn has filter. Oh, that's happened with this for a while now. For like that, maybe like 2016.
It's been a while since I went to LinkedIn, so
like 2016, 2015. So like, there has been filters on LinkedIn.
It's a very, very serious issue. It's very serious.
People have this distorted.
And you know, every time I think about. Like every time I think about it, right, I go like, so how am I going to prevent my children from being this way? Like, I don't know, like it's going to be very, very difficult. I would need the Holy Spirit to guide me, because like whenever I think of, even when I think about this whole homosexuality and all these things, I don't want to go there, but it's one of the things that I've been passing. Like, I've been thinking about it, I'm like, God, help me. God, help me. Like, God, help me. God, help me. Like, I don't, okay, you, I'll not comment on it. I won't. Only God can save. All I can say about it, only Jesus can save us.
As for me, I believe Jesus will intervene.
Yeah, Jesus. And Jesus, you know. I think when we give birth to our children, we have to do them anointing oil in the name of Jesus at 4 a.m. Because
we've had like a long, very interesting conversation on different topics and different things. I think just we can wrap the podcast up. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've said a lot of things. My mouth is spinning.
So, what would be your advice for someone listening right now, like trying to get through the rough times, rough periods,
yeah,
the struggle with mental health?
Just, it's God, so all you can do is just trust God about it. But then in all you do, as I said, get wisdom and get money. Thank you.
Okay, for me, I think aside God, one thing I'll say is take it one day at a time. A lot of things are happening around you, a lot of things are happening in you as well, because you are growing. Yeah, so just take it one day at a time, one day at a time, you'll be fine. They always say this, like, I there was a point in MBT, I just got tired of it, but as I go forward, as I move forward, I actually realized that we'll definitely be fine. Regardless, you'll be fine. Just take it all one step at a time and have as much fun as you can, because the truth is, one, I met a doctor somewhere and she told me that I should have fun in school, because when I step out of school, it's not going to get any better. So as much as you're having fun, as much as you're studying, as much as you're putting your spiritual life to on top of it all, just know that gradually, one day at a time, it will all come down to a successful end. You too, you become a doctor. So far as you are in medical school, if you don't drop out, you finish a doctor.
And also, as I agree with what the psalmist said, one more step along the world we go, from the old things to
I don't know
traveling along with you. So as you are going through med school, keep traveling with God, and then He will take us through.
Amen.
I want to say that there's some bad sound into the house.
Hate is dead. No, no. One more step along the world.
I think we should end the podcast with this song.
I know. Oh God, I just. Oh. I don't know what to say again. Okay. My last question for both of you is: how would you want to be remembered?
Same way I will be Sammy. I remember I asked myself that question in senior high school, and then I was remembered how I said I wanted to be remembered. So I said I wanted to be known as a wicked person.
Some
of my juniors meet me here, and then they sing my tunes.
or else if you don't partnership, partnership.
I said I wanted to be known for five things. That I wanted to be known as an intelligent senior. At the same time, I wanted to be wicked. I didn't want to be known. I didn't want them to say I was poor. What was wrong with me?
Issues.
Poor issues. And I said that I wanted to be known as like a nice person, but I'm wicked as well. And then, you know, funnily, they actually like those five things I said.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ask anybody of me, that's the same thing they'll tell you. So yeah, how do I want to be remembered? Where in medical school or in the world?
Everything.
Jasmine.
Okay, well, me, I just want to be remembered as a good person. I mean, and I just want to be. Like I just want to be remembered, cause. And then at some point in time we forget people, like people are so easily forgotten. Mm-hmm. So me, I just want to be
Castro crowd, the forgotten Castro.
Yeah, so how, like how you want people to
remember? Okay, I just want, I mean, you can remember me as a dancer,
rich.
You can remember me as a rich person.
Who did
and like
yeah.
An person in society.
Who did what? Who did what?
Who did what?
What affluence on the ending?
My affluence in the bois and go for. My affluence in brown go for. So yes. That is what I want to be remembered for. As someone who shook the industry of medicine.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
I believe that life
mm-hmm.
is a ministration from God to you, back to God. That as we are here, we've been blessed, do you understand? With the gift of life and then whatever resources that we have access to, do you understand? So I just want to be known as somebody who actually used whatever resources that she had to make other people's lives better, one way or the other, whichever way she could. Yeah, basically that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This has been
a wonderful session. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
You're really welcome.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Hydro. I hope you've had a blast listening to it. You can follow the guest on Instagram at for Adele, it's at @ADELE_AIDE. And for Jasmine, it's at Jazz underscore answer. It's JAS_ANSAH. For the podcast, don't forget to follow the podcast also on Twitter and on Instagram. For Instagram, it's Vibes and Killer Willy Podcast, and it's Vibes and Killer Willy Podcast, the N for Nugget. So Twitter also, it's also Vibes_NKillerWilly, also N for Nugget. Catch new episodes of the podcast bi-weekly on Anchor, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we have a lot more interesting things coming for you guys 2023. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget, everything that was said here was not that deep, so remember, it's all Vibes and Killer Willy. Really.